The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
14 before the hour. Good morning. It's Morning Air on Relevant Radio. John and Glenn, in these last few weeks of the liturgical year, as we're about to start a new year, and of course, we'll do that with Advent. Let's take a look at Advent, and many of you ask questions about Advent, especially, well, actually, we'll put that question to Father Gene Hemrick, Habits of a Priestly Heart. It's Advent once again. Father Hemrick is a priest of the Diocese of Joliet, Illinois, and now at Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C., is the director of the National Institute for the Renewal of the Priesthood and Research Associate with the Institute for Policy Research and Catholic Studies at the Catholic University of America. Father Gene joins us live from Washington. We were just comparing notes for those of us here on the East Coast, where it has been almost summer-like. We were joking whether or not the cherry blossoms were coming back out, because it got to, well, it was 80 here on Friday afternoon. I went out and put up the Christmas lights. Why not?
Yes. Wow. Yeah, well, we were 82, and it was very, very warm here.
You know, because I usually wait for the Christmas lights usually until, well, you know, okay, now it's Advent. Let's go outside and do this. And, you know, kind of the tips of your fingers would kind of freeze as you were trying to get the lights in place. But there was just something special about Advent. And Advent is one of those seasons, and perhaps we all have as Catholics different seasons in the church here. For me, it is Advent, that preparation to Christmas. But in having this conversation on email with some of our Relevant Radio listeners, they're saying, well, wait a minute, I receive Christ in the Eucharist all the time. Why do we need another Advent? Why do we need Advent if our life is kind of an endless Advent?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a question I asked myself as I was preparing a column on this. And the thought hit me that if you have one ritual, one way to explain it is to go to another ritual. And sometimes one ritual will explain the other. And the thought hit me, why not talk about birthdays? We have a birthday every year. Why do we have a birthday every year? You're only born once. And so I went back over the idea of the ritual of the birthday. Well, first of all, the birthday is a time to reflect on the fact that God chose me and I'm here. One of the great spiritual writers once said, think about it. When God thought of you, you became. And I think sometimes we don't think about that, but that's what a birthday is all about. I became. I wasn't there before. I don't know where I was before, but I wasn't there. But in the mind of God, I now became. And that's one of the beautiful things about a birthday is to think back as to that moment when we became. Another thing about birthdays is that it brings together people, family, most of the time, and all of a sudden you realize you were born into a community. And that is a wonderful thing, especially if you still have the support of that community and friends. And I believe that's one of the things a birthday should be a time of gratitude. Thank you, Lord. Within your creation, and you've given me these people to surround me and the family. So you have this idea of the birthday and all of those wonderful things that a birthday represents. But then you take that ritual and you look about Advent, and it's about the same thing as far as a repetition. Yeah, you repeat a birthday every year. And yes, we repeat Advent every year. And yet, another question is, we're always receiving Christ anyhow, so why at this time? And again, one of the things, even Pope Francis talks about it, but the more and more being written about, we live in what they call a distracted culture now, where minds are going in many directions all of the time. We're very hurried. And as a consequence, it is so easy not to zero in on the more important values of life, to stop, as it were, stop the distractions. This morning I was talking about the Feast of the Lateran Basilica. And I said, you know, when you come in those doors in the church, those doors, according to Romano Guardini, are symbolic. You leave the outside there and you come in to be what? To be all there with Christ. And that being all there is a moment. It's a beautiful moment. It should bring you peace of mind. It should be a wonderful way to start the day. And every time you come in, it would be well worth reflecting. When you get inside those doors, this is a moment now in which you leave all the distractions outside. And I believe that's what Advent is about. Yeah, we receive Christ every day at the Eucharist, but do we really have that moment in which we are all there? And it's a time to reflect on that and to renew our reflection and our awe and our depth of the moment. So I believe that Advent, like many rituals, is a time to stop everything and put the distractions outside and look at the more profound things in life. In this case, it is the life of Christ and something that, we receive every day in the Eucharist if we're receiving it every day, but sometimes it becomes mechanical. Sometimes it becomes a matter of fact. And that's something that's part of life, and we must always sort of try to regroup so that we don't become too mechanical, perfunctory, and it loses its real meaning.
Father Gene Hemrick joining us from Catholic University. Of course, Father Gene mentions today being the feast of the dedication of the Basilica of St. John Lateran, who is the Pope. That's the Pope's Cathedral, obviously. As Bishop of Rome, we have the four major basilicas in Rome. We've got we celebrate the dedication of three of the four through the month of November, which, of course, leads us up to Advent. As we talk about Advent here with Father Gene from Catholic University this morning, We use Advent to kind of reassess our relationship with the Lord. It's our preparation. There's a time of renewal. The priest wears purple vestments. Is it accurate to look at Advent as kind of a light version of Lent in our preparation for Christ's birthday on December 25th?
It is, yes. It is an opportunity for that. It coincides with Lent. But both Lent and Advent are celebrations. And I think a lot of people don't understand what a real celebration is. I didn't until I read Joseph Pieper's book on leisure. And he was talking about leisure, and he said, what is leisure? But gazing, and gazing is celebration par excellence. I thought to myself, what's he talking about? What's he talking about? I may have talked about this before in this program. And I took a walk down to the mall, and they had a beautiful, beautiful room-sized picture of a synagogue, which was beautifully decorated, different colors of wood and gold and blue and red. And I stood there, and I just looked at it and gazed at it. And I entered into that scene so fully. As I walked back from the museum, I said, that was a beautiful moment. That was awesome. I was at peace. I was drawn into that actual picture of that synagogue. That made my day. And then it dawned on me, that's what celebration is all about. And that's what Lent is about, and that's what Advent is about, so that we enter in more fully into the mysteries of God through Christ, and all of a sudden there's that new sense of awesomeness. But not only that, there was a sense of peace. There was something there that once, I've often talked to people who were sick, dying of cancer or whatever, but once they pray and get into our Lord's, into their life, all of a sudden, no matter what the pain is, they're at peace. And that, to me, that's what a celebration is all about. We today, unfortunately, have lost the sense of celebration. I mean, I don't know about you, but I went to the store the other day, and they had Christmas decorations already. I'm going, wait a minute. It
was the day after Halloween, every piece of candy was gone, replaced by Christmas lights and decoration. The hardware store had Christmas stuff up the beginning of October.
See, that's what I think most people think celebration's all about, and it's not. I mean, when we get into our Advents and our Lents, it's more than that. I mean, there's nothing there. It's not fulfilling. But then people don't know that, though. And most people don't know it. They, this is wonderful, great. We got snow on the ground, super, Yeah, that's fine. I'm not knocking it. But do you really know how to celebrate life? And that goes right to marriage. Do you ever stay and gaze at each other long enough to drink in the other person and really appreciate to the depth that it should be?
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about very often the quiet time, the gift of quiet that we can give to ourselves. Advent is a season that I think of as really quiet time. You know, the Mass itself is a little quieter. Some prayers aren't prayed. The hymns are different through Advent as we prepare for the Christmas season. But also, as you talk about gazing into the eyes of someone that you have married and how that develops the romance, think of the romance you have with the Lord as well. Just go to church sometime, and this only just comes out of personal experience. And when you've needed something or you just need that little extra spiritual boost, is just look at the crucifix. Just have that eye contact. Just have eye contact and don't even talk. And it's amazing how the Lord will speak to you in volumes.
Yes, yes. It's very, very true. I'll tell you one little example of this. When Cardinal Bernardin was dying of cancer, he had cancer. One of his close colleagues, a bishop with him, said that after he received the Eucharist, he became totally calm. And passed on. But he said the calmness was beautiful to behold. And it was like, okay, Lord, I've just received you, and well, now it's time to go back to you. But he said that calmness came over. Prior to that, there was that restlessness, you know, you're suffering quite a bit, and whatever goes on in the mind, and then all of a sudden, total calmness comes over.
Mm.
And, I think that has been repeated often with people who all of a sudden,
Lord,
they give themselves whole and entire over.
Yeah. We pray for that peace and we long for that peace, but that is certainly, you know, a way to get it, not only through, as we call them, the active sacraments, confession and receiving communion, but also having, as you put it, that eye contact with the Lord and to just grow that romance as well as we get ready for Advent once again and the beauty of Advent. Father Gene Hemrick from Catholic University. Thank you so much, Father Gene, as always. God bless you. Talk to you again very soon.
Thanks. Nice being with you. Bye-bye.
Good to have you on. It is now 2 minutes before the hour, and just before we wrap up this hour, we just want to say thank you again because we have just gotten an updated number from our Relevant Radio Join the Family pledge drive. As a matter of fact, we're still tabulating some of the pledges that you were very kind to give to us over the weekend, and we are at $1,241,216. And we just want to say thank you very much. $1,241,216, and you've taken us to approximately 87% of that need of $1.4 million, and still that opportunity at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app to join the family here at Relevant Radio. It's kind of, I guess, an early Christmas present, really, for both of us as we share the joy of the gospel every morning. And we'll do that in another hour of Morning Air. Now, a minute before, this is Morning Air on Relevant Radio.
Thanks for listening to this hour of Morning Air on listener-supported Relevant Radio. For information on guests and topics, go to relevantradio.com and enter keyword Morning Air. That's relevantradio.com, keyword Morning Air.